Whoa.
How are you doing, Adrian?
Tired.
Tired? Yeah. This is breaking news. You never admit to being tired.
I know. I am.
Just getting closer to that first game. I know your workload's going to be immense in that first game. You know, I'm sure they're going to run you 35, 40 times. But how do you look forward to the first game?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I talking to Coach Zim, I think maybe about 10, 15 carries in this game. I don't know, but, you know, it's exciting because, you know, the season, you know, is starting to kick off. You know, our first preseason game is Friday. And so it'd be good to maybe see the young guys out there. They maybe get some real live game situations. And, you know, it's exciting.
Moving back into TCF Bank, you were there obviously for the one snow game, but this will be your home now for the next two seasons. Will you kind of look things around and try to check out the turf and maybe use this as an opportunity, these first two preseason games, to check it out and figure out what you like, what you don't like?
Yeah. You know, I know the NFL stepped in and did something to the field. I don't know exactly the type of, you know, what exactly they did to kind of make sure it's, you know, it's ready to, you know, ready for NFL play. But I know the locker room is awesome. That's one thing I do remember. But it'll be good just kind of get a good feel, kind of get the layout and, you know, kind of see what a home will look like in 2 years.
How do you assess where the offense is right now?
I feel like we are continuing to make progress, you know. That's what training camp is all about. And, you know, this is something that started months ago. So, you know, just thinking about where we are right now, I feel like we are in a good position, still with a lot of offense to learn ahead.
What kind of progress have you seen out of Jerick McKinnon so far this training camp?
You know, he's a smart young man. And you know, he's been, you know, accepting his role. And, you know, past couple of days, his reps has pretty much increased. And he's been handling well. You know, he's come from special teams, and he's coming in, you know, offensively, and asking to do a lot. But he's making big steps.
At what point in the preseason would you like to ramp up a little bit and ease into the first week of use?
I don't know. It all depends on how I'm feeling. You know, so really wait till that time comes. I haven't played in a preseason game in like 2 or 3 years, so, you know.
No difference.
We'll see.
Which is, I guess, the way this season and last season, there's no difference in the preseason playing for you.
Not really. You know, but, you know, of course, with the new offense, you know, might want to get out there and, you know, get a couple of plays in, but that'll be something that, you know, I'll sit down and talk to Zimmer about. We'll discuss.
You look at the installation of this offense. Everybody says it's such a complicated offense. And some people say it'll take more than a full season to really know all the nuances and wrinkles of this offense. Have you seen that from what you've been exposed to at this point? And do you think it'll take a while for this offense to fully grasp what's available to them?
Yeah, you know, for any offense, it'll take you, you know, more than just a season to fully just grasp the whole concept. And, you know, with Coach Turner's offense, you know, I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of the offense, the schemes and, you know, plays that they haven't put in, you know, and but I feel like we have enough to last a lifetime right now, you know, but, you know, that'll come with it, you know, as you continue to, you know, move forward, you continue to put in plays and put in new, you know, different schemes. So, you know, I feel like guys are, you know, making progress with what they have asked us to do so far. And the only thing they can ask from us is just to continue to, you know, accept what they present to us. You know, make sure that we're putting our heart and souls in it as far as, you know, being able to comprehend it and understand it. And then when we get out there on the field, making sure we're executing.
What has stood out to you when Bridgewater does get those first team reps? What has stood out to you impressing you as well, 20-year-old, jumping in with first team guys?
Just coming in and having control, having command, you know, of the offense. You know, great poise when he's out there, and he's not easily rattled.
Have you played a preseason game since your knee injury?
No.
Adrian, even if you aren't playing in the preseason game, you know, on Friday, how tuned in are you going to be just to, you know, imagine that it is the regular season that these are called when you are in the game?
Have you watched me in previews? Preseason game?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be pretty tuned in, man, just to see those guys play. Just, you know, I love the game, you know, so I'm ultimate competitor. So I'm going to be in tune, you know, coaching as well and, you know, cheering for those guys.
Adrian,
Adrian, do you need any kind of reps with this new offense, even if it was preseason or not? Or do you think you can just kind of, in that first game, just kind of pick up where you left off?
Either way. To be honest, I feel like I could, once you know the offense, you pretty much know the offense, You go out there and you run at full speed when it's regular season. That's pretty much what we're doing out here. We have a couple live periods that I'm sure I probably won't be a part of, but, it doesn't take me a lot to transition into full contact. It's all about just knowing your game plan, your play calls, and when it's time, turn that switch on and get it done.
So you looking forward to the full contact?
Yeah, I am.
So if you aren't playing, can we expect to call you Coach Peterson on Friday?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Sound good?
Yeah, I like that. Coach Pete.
Okay.
Are we good? Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Adrian.